You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Sedano and Paige, Tinsley and Clark. The Suns rolling the Mavericks last night, and it was chippy. There were 8 technicals. But the only person sent off or left under their own accord was a fan. And the reporting from ESPN's Tim McMahon was that it was Doncic asking for the fan to be removed. Here's what the fan allegedly said. Luka, you're tired. Get your bleep on the treadmill. So I got to ask, is that enough to get walked out of the gym for these days? And this rivalry going to a new level. Let's go around the horn. And Luka is a new father. So the response is,
yeah,
I'm tired?
I'm tired.
That's a compliment. I'm exhausted. We'll get to that in a second. When Jim Harbaugh moved from Stanford to San Francisco, his first run coaching in the NFL, the turnaround was immediate. A 13-win season and division championship the first year, trip to the Super Bowl in year 2. The Chargers now have expectations. Kevin Clark, around the horn to you on how much and how fast Harbaugh elevates the franchise quarterback Justin Herbert.
A Super Bowl appearance within 5 years is my prediction. They'll take some salary cap medicine over the next couple years, have a nice little rebuild, but you have to remember, Jim Harbaugh re-enters the league as the winningest coach, a 695 winning percentage among all active coaches, everybody in the league. He is a miracle worker. If you don't understand how good of a coach he is, you are misunderstanding how bleak the situation was in San Francisco and in Michigan when he arrived. 2 days ago, the Chargers were considered cheap and irrelevant in their market. Now they are no longer considered cheap, or shouldn't be, and they won't be relevant for long.
That's a Kevin Clark guarantee. 5 years and a Super Bowl appearance for the Chargers. George Sedano to you. Are you as high on the hiring as Kevin Clark is?
5. What are you talking about 5? I'm going 3, Tony. Within 3 years, he makes the Super Bowl with the Chargers, okay? Look at his track record, as Kevin pointed out. But here's the other part of the equation. He's got his star quarterback in Justin Herbert. This is a kid within the first 3 years of his career, only Marino and Mahomes had better numbers than him. That's incredible class. All right, now he regressed a little last year. Part of that was due to injury, but I think a big part of that was coaching. He's going to put him under center more, and I think that will allow him to see what the defenses are doing a little better and how they're adjusting, and he will run the ball to take some of the pressure off of him, something the Chargers did not do well over the last couple of years. And when it comes to being irrelevant in L.A., Tony, that's an understatement. This team didn't even hit the meter at all. So now, in a star-driven town, they have a star coach and a star quarterback.
I accept that representation completely. I was just hosting a panel a month ago that told me the Chargers were in salary cap hell and they're never going to win with Mahomes in division. And now a complete flip from half the panel today. Woody Page, I go to you on the Harbaugh hiring for the Chargers.
Well, it's tough to follow two Harbaugh fanboys predicting. I'm surprised you guys didn't predict they'd be in the Super Bowl in 3 weeks, that somehow they'd be installed there. But Tony, you're right. And whoever was talking before is correct. They're in a tough division. The Raiders are going to be better next year. The Broncos will be improved. And, of course, the Kansas City Chiefs and Mahomes are still there. And you expect him to go to the Super Bowl right away. I think this is what's going to happen. He came in before with the 49ers, and he improved Alex Smith. He brought along Colin Kaepernick, his draft choice, and got to a Super Bowl. And I think it could happen, but for you to say 3-5 years, we don't know. It's going to take a while there. They are irrelevant in Los Angeles. You got to develop that part of it. They are over the salary cap. They've got to do a great job with number 5 pick in the draft. They got to start from the beginning, as even he said, before they can walk to the Super Bowl or even run to the
Super Bowl. So a slight pause there from our panelist in Denver, Woody Page, and now Justin Tinsley. I've heard Super Bowl in 5 years from Clark, Super Bowl in 3 years from Sedano. Where are you, Tinsley?
Kevin George, I know you're my guys, but if you're going to make a prediction, make a prediction. The Chargers will be in the Super Bowl next. No, I won't go that far. But no, look, this is a guy that has won 72% of his games throughout his entire career, college and the pros. So say what you want about Jim Harbaugh, and there's a lot to be said, but that guy is a winner, and guys love to play for him. So it's an excellent hire for a franchise that desperately needed one. And they've checked off one of the three major boxes that they have for the offseason. They got to get their coach. They got to get the general manager that works well with said coach. And we've mentioned the salary cap issues that they have, so they need to nail the draft because they need guys that can come in and contribute immediately. But guess what? You got your coach for the future. You obviously have your franchise quarterback, and that makes a lot of decisions easier and clearer, which is the most important
thing. And that's what was true about this job opening over maybe some other ones. You had the quarterback in place. Kevin Clark, I'll go back to you here. I appreciate the representation. Once again, Super Bowl in 5 years. But you understand what I'm saying. A month ago, I heard this was a really tough job to turn around. What makes you think Harbaugh could do it from that perspective?
First of all, he's done it before. It was a very bad roster in San Francisco. It was not considered some sleeping giant. And then going forward, I think rebuilds only take 2 years. And I think you can clear out the cap space next year. I think the success will be a little quicker than people think there. I think next year they'll compete for a playoff spot. It'll be a gradual build, but I really do think Harbaugh is one of the best hires we've seen, maybe since Andy Reid in Kansas City over a decade ago.
You love this hire. There we go. There's another part to this hire I want to talk about now. It's Michigan's perspective. The national champs, all right? There was hope Harbaugh would stay, maybe. Certainly, this was the expectation that he could leave. Sherrone Moore expected to take over, as he did during the suspension. There's the matter of an NCAA investigation, of course. And then there's the roster turnover. But my question isn't so much about it for next season, but overall. George Sedano, can Michigan still be the Michigan they were with Harbaugh without Harbaugh?
Tony, I don't know if they can be. They lost a massive star as a head coach who certainly was a magnet to everything and all those cameras that they attracted in the Big Ten. He's also a guy who's won three straight conferences and beaten his rival three straight times. Sherrone Moore, who beat them, obviously, once in while Jim Harbaugh was sitting out, is in a good position. I like the fact that they're going with some continuity. He's a big reason as to why that offensive line has been great, which is an understated reason as to why Michigan has been great. But losing J.J. McCarthy, losing Blake Corum, I think will be a big loss. Defense is intact. They'll be great, but I don't know if they'll be college football national championship great, which is now the standard after last
year. Woody Page?
Well, next year, George, there's going to be a 12-team playoff, so it's going to be harder for any program to actually win back-to-back titles. I think that we're talking about a football program, though, that has been great for decades, and I think it will continue to be that. The 30-day portal was open because the coach left, but because Moore is being named the head coach, that will make the continuity there, and players who like him will stay. And you got to remember that he won at Penn State. That was a big victory at the end of the year. He was able to come in there and continue exactly what the coach was doing previously that was suspended.
Right. Once again, I want to reiterate, I'm not asking about the chances for a repeat in the next season. I think more of the cult of personality that the program was built around and the head coach position for the last 10 years with Harbaugh. Can they still be that type of program going forward? Justin Sinsley, around the horn to you.
It's really crazy when you look back on it, in continuity or lack thereof. Three of the four head coaches in this year's college football playoff, they've moved on elsewhere, and Sherrone Moore is expected to be the coach there. Now, I think it's a great hire, one, from in-program, and two, from just recruits from outside the program. The big question for me with Sherrone Moore is he going to be able to recruit like Jim Harbaugh? Because that was one of his best assets. And we'll figure out that moving forward, but they're going to be allowed a little bit of room for a drop-off next year. As Woody mentioned, the college football playoff expands to 12 teams, so guess what? You can have some growing pains next year. You can have two wins and still get in at least the tournament, and once you're in there, you're in there.
And Kevin Clark.
Yeah, the best shot is to keep building on the Harbaugh culture. Saban left. They went outside the program. They lost 28 players in the portal, including 11 guys in the two deep. They couldn't run that risk this late in the portal. It's not even open right now for the winner. You have to wait until the spring. And so more can be Michigan's Ryan Day, who took what Urban Meyer built and promoted from within and just kept it going and won. I think Ohio State has the edge this year because they've loaded up on NIL guys and transfers and all that stuff. But absolutely more can keep this culture going.
Speaking of more, one more story. The Eagles held a press conference to say they've retained their head coach, Nick Sirianni. You don't see that often. I want to hear a little bit of that first.
You better believe that I'm thinking after that 1-6 finish, after starting the way we started and doing the things that we've done in the past, that I'm thinking I'm going to prove them right again.
So there was that, and then there was the news in the coaching ranks, how defensive coordinator Vic Fangio dropped into their laps. Wasn't fired by Miami, but it's a family move for the Fangios to be near it in Pennsylvania. So the Eagles get a DC after they were in disarray, demoting and firing their own DC. And also crossing today, the Eagles will interview Kellen Moore for the open offensive coordinator spot. Justin, hearing that press conference and hearing these hires or potential hires, did the Eagles start their recovery right?
Sirianni sounded like a guy that was honestly surprised his key fob still works. And it's for good reason. Like, the defense imploded last year. In his own words, the offense was stale. And now both coordinators are gone and he's still there. He's getting asked in press conferences, what do you do? My secondhand embarrassment flared up crazy when I heard that question. There will be no hotter hot seat in the NFL going into next season than Nick Sirianni, because he's in a city that he embarrassed. And that city can deal with losing, but they can't deal with being embarrassed.
Kevin Clark?
I think the only thing more embarrassing than being asked, what do you do here, was his answer, which was, I'm the head coach, ellipsis, of the football team. You had nothing better than that? That's it? That was your answer? I think Vic Fangio is the best available defensive coordinator. He's better than what I would consider the Vic Fangio cover bands that exist all over the league right now, who are just running Fangio's scheme in a worse way. So this is fine. They've done everything right since retaining Nick Sirianni. I think retaining Nick Sirianni was a mistake, but if you're going to start there, they're saying all the right things. They're doing all the right things.
This all right, but you second-guessed the actual retaining of Sirianni. You would have made a move at the head coaching position and completely rebuilt, reloaded the team as presently constituted. George Sedano, you heard Sirianni when he was brought back, and you know about these OC and DC moves. Where are the Eagles today?
Tony, what I would say before I get to where the Eagles are, it's nice to know the Philadelphia media is watching around the horn, because 9 days ago, I asked you the rhetorical question, what does he do and what does he do well? And my answer was, I don't know the answer to that. And clearly the guys who cover him on a daily basis don't know that. His answer wasn't great. Are they going to be good? Look, they've got a good roster and they've got a bunch of young guys that they added last year who I think can still grow. Adding Vic Fangio, a guy who was a consultant to their defense, their Super Bowl season was good. I do think there's some regret about Steichen leaving, and I think that's where the big problems are on offense.
And Woody Page.
It seems that Jeff Lurie, the owner, went off to the Caribbean and got on his phone and said, hey Siri, should I keep Sirianni? And that's exactly what happened. Fangio is going to be a great addition there.
Oh, the cheese. Filter, the cheese comes to get you, Woody. The cheese stands alone with 12 points.
That was good.
Taking a break, buy or sell next.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guarantee Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
What's up, kiddos? I'm Clinton Yates of Around the Horn. Whenever I go to cover games or attend events in Los Angeles, I'm always keeping my eye out for the best dressed person in the room. I saw Diego Luna at the Andor red carpet launch event, Star Wars, folks, and he looked head of state fresh. Now you can also be that person too, whether you're sitting courtside, attending a fancy dinner, or going to a wedding. With a fully custom suit from Indochino, you'll walk into wedding season looking like $1 million for way, way less. They start at just $4.99. With Indochino, you can design the suit of your dreams and fine-tune every detail, including lapels, linings, monograms, pocket flaps, etc. A tailored fit from home. Set up your measurement profile on Indochino's website and choose customizations without even leaving the house. Look your best this wedding season at the table or on the dance floor when you wear Indochino. Go to Indochino.com today and use code HORN to get 10% off any purchase of $3.99 or more. That's Indochino.com, promo code HORN.
Welcome back to Around the Horn, coming to you from the Heineken River Deck at Pier 17.
News of the day from the Carolina Panthers. They're hiring former Tampa Bay offensive coordinator Dave Canales as their new head coach. His first head coaching job was in Tampa for 1 year, previously a decade as an assistant with Seattle under Pete Carroll. Kevin Clark on everything you know about Canales and this hire for Carolina and quarterback Bryce Young.
It's a great move for both parties. Either Canales fixes Bryce Young and he's a coaching legend everywhere, or he gets bought out by David Tepper, which is North Carolina's biggest industry at this point.
You got jokes too. Okay.
Last year, Baker Mayfield was the best reclamation project in football. Next year, Bryce Young really has the opportunity to do that. By some analytics rankings, Bryce Young was the 38th best quarterback in football last year. That is, should not be happening. That is not his talent level. That's supporting cast, and that's coaching. I think he fixes it. I think it gets a lot better. Quick release, get the ball in the hands of playmakers.
There we go.
Our playmakers next year. There we go.
You love another hire in the NFL. George Sedano, how about you? Every hire is the best hire.
Tony, I love the hire as well. Look, I think that he has already done a number of reclamation projects. I mean, you look at what Geno Smith and him did together in Seattle. I think that should be part of the equation as well. And look, shout out to him. Pride of Carson High School here in L.A. He'll have that connection with Bryce. I think that stuff is understated, the L.A. portion of this. And ultimately, I want to congratulate him for being the fifth Latino coach in NFL history. But I think he'll do a good job with Bryce Young.
Woody Page on Canales to the Panthers.
What I just heard from those two guys is the Panthers will be playing the Chargers.
in the Super Bowl. Hire is the greatest hire with this panel.
It is a good choice. His background story is amazing. And I think what's most important is he spent with general manager Morgan 8 years in Seattle. So the GM knows him well and knows what he can do.
Justin Tinsley.
Yeah, I think it's a great hire. Obviously, Baker had a great season under him this season. And this hire is completely about Baker Mayfield. If Baker Mayfield can have a great season in the second season moving forward, that's great. And this guy's coming from Tampa Bay. A good hire can be a great hire if he can convince Mike Evans to come to Carolina with him. That would make Bryce Young look a lot better.
Buy or sell too. Phoenix Suns, hottest team in the NBA. 7 straight wins, rolled the Mavericks last night. What they did the last 3 quarters was impressive. This game was chippy. There were 8 technicals. There's a rivalry here going back to a couple postseasons between these two. A fan was asked to leave by Luka Doncic. This is the reporting of ESPN's Tim McMahon. Doncic asked the fan, or the security, to ask the fan to leave, which he willingly did. After sitting 2 rows behind midcourt press row, the comment the fan allegedly made for McMahon's reporting was, "Luka, you're tired. Get your bleep on the treadmill." Here's Luka addressing McMahon after the game.
"I knew you would be the first one to point out something like that. I'm not going to say what he said, but I knew you were going to be the first one to put out something like that. So I just saw it, man. It's just funny. You always seem to be the first one to put some bad stuff about me."
George, what you buying? What you selling?
Tony, I'm buying that this is another strange installment in one of the best rivalries we have in the NBA that most people don't know about. I would say that Luka is tired. He's probably tired of hearing about not being in shape, per se, which is what I assume the fan was alluding to. And everyone has a sensitive spot, and that might be his, and he hears it probably a lot. Who knows what the fan said before that, and he just had enough of it. As far as the McMahon exchange, I don't love it necessarily, but that's what happens sometimes when you deal with someone on a day-to-day basis.
Back to what, again, allegedly the fan said, though. Is that ejection worthy? You get escorted out of the gym
floor? No, you shouldn't be ejected for that. But again, we don't know what he said before that.
Woody Page, I'll bring you in.
Having covered pro basketball for 53 years, I've heard everything coming out of the stands, even at me on the press table. So I don't think that you can do anything but sell Luka's rabbit ears and weak stomach. He doesn't like the media, doesn't like the fans. And guess what? Watching the game last night, I felt like the coach probably had the same feeling as the fan did and should have said it.
Justin Tinsley?
When I look at this situation, it's really based off what this fan said before, and we really don't know. But just going off what we know, if that's all he said to Luka, then no, I don't think that's ejection worthy. Ejection worthy at all. As long as he didn't take negative epithets or Luka's family involved into it, I don't think that's ejection worthy in the least.
Kevin Clark.
All I know is Luka just guaranteed what every chant in April and May and maybe June is going to be about. It's going to be about treadmills. It's going to be about looking tired. Every rival fan in the Western Conference knows what to say now.
Woody Page, Justin Tinsley, thanks for your time today. We got a showdown next. George Sedano and Kevin Clark.
Ooh, go Canes.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Sedano and Clark, good luck in showdown. Let's talk tonight. South Carolina at LSU. Giddy up. One of the great rivalries right now. Number one versus number nine. George, how important is a January game between these two, and how will this be decided?
Tony, it's a monster game. It's a clash of the Titans. These are the two best teams, in my opinion, in women's college basketball, especially when you look at what LSU has added this past offseason. The best offense in LSU against arguably the best defense in South Carolina. Whoever's strength wins out will win the game.
Kevin Clark?
Floor seats for this game going for thousands of dollars. This is massive, but I will say this. I think South Carolina wins this one. Best three-point shooting team in the country. I don't think LSU could do anything to slow them down.
George, you had the stats. LSU number one offense. South Carolina's offense, not much below that, by the way. And remember last year, the regular season matchup, they only met one time. South Carolina beat LSU. LSU was able to come back and win the whole thing. So this game is important, but it could build as we go on. We'll move on. Wembanyama, Holmgren last night head-to-head for the second time. When I asked the panel last time who won the matchup, it was unanimous for Holmgren, and some said that means he was front-runner for Rookie of the Year. This round had some fun when we heard Mark Jones and Monica McNutt on the call.
Team in the league, the Thunder. Oh, Wemby tried to take his soul away.
Monica, taking it to the next level on that call. Kevin, who won round two here?
It's Chet, more efficient, obviously won by double digits, much better team playing team basketball. I understand that different roles, obviously, but the winner in all of this is photographers. Every photo of these two guys together is amazing.
Mm-hmm. George Zano.
Tony, the winner of this is us, because now we have a big man matchup that we can watch and circle every single time that they face off against each other. I like that Wembanyama was more aggressive in this one, even though Chet got the victory. He's got the better team. Wemby doesn't.
The winner is us is your answer to a showdown when you're trying to win the fan. The winner is not us. And the winner is Kevin Clark. 30 seconds of FaceTime. KC.
The stories about Ohio State's roster building strategy have been coming out over the past week because they've been able to stack their roster with stars like Caleb Downs from Alabama or Will Howard, a quarterback from Kansas State. And frankly, there's been a tone of maybe, oh, it's cheating to pay out NIL, or it's cheating to use the portal like this. It's unethical in some way. I'm here to say that that tone that idea is stupid. It's anti-athlete, but more than that, this is modern college football, and it's only going to get more of modern college football. I think the reason that the rules seem so wild is because the rules of college football, a sport I dearly love, probably my favorite thing in the world, never made any sense, and so the rewriting of those rules make even less sense. We're doing this all on the fly. This is modern college football. Ohio State's doing nothing wrong. In fact, they're the future.
Devin Clark, win number 7. That was Hurricane on Hurricane right there. Or at least Hurricane fan, George.
Group chat's going crazy.